Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 7th of November, 2019. It is the 311th day of the year, 54 days remaining till the end of the year. This day marks the approximate midpoint of autumn in the Northern Hemisphere and of spring in the Southern Hemisphere. 44 days until winter begins, 118 days until primaries, and 362 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 6:42, the sunset at 5:04. We have 10 hours, 22 minutes of daylight. Solar noon at 11:53. First low tide was at 1:31. Next low tide at 2:26 this afternoon. The first high tide will be at 8:30 this morning, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate at 8:15 tonight. The moon is currently 78.1% visible. A waxing gibbous moon will have a full moon in 5 days on Tuesday the 12th. Today is Hug a Bear Day, International Project Management Day, International Stout Day, Little League Girls Day, National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day, National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day, National Men Make Dinner Day, Notary Public Day. It's also the Commemoration Day in Tunisia, Hungarian Opera Day, National Day in Northern Catalonia, France, National Revolution and Solidarity Day in Bangladesh, and it's October Revolution Day, still celebrated in Belarus and Kyrgyzstan. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Marie Curie, Leon Trotsky, Albert Camus, Billy Graham, Al Hurt, Joan Sutherland, Johnny Rivers, Stephen Greenblatt, Joni Mitchell, Lawrence O'Donnell, David Petraeus, Judy Tenuta, Hélène Guillemot, and Morgan Spurlock. On this day in history in 1665, the London Gazette, the oldest living journal, is first published. Much more up on KLW.org. It is the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. The chicken or veggie burrito, the turkey or cheese deli sandwich, the chili citrus chicken drumstick with rice, the cheesy ravioli, refried beans, and Susie's spicy lime slaw. Most of these items will be served at many of San Francisco's school cafeterias today. We thought you'd like to know. David of the news department just ran into me the other day and said, hey, we should go to the cafeteria again and have lunch. That would be interesting, because some of these sound really yummy. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Yesterday, I told you who won in the San Francisco elections on Tuesday. What I couldn't tell you yesterday are the contests that are too close to call, including who could be our next district attorney. Voting for mayor, district attorney, and district 5 supervisor are determined by ranked choice voting, first choice, second choice, third choice, and so on. 68,000 ballots have not yet been counted, including 12,500 provisional ballots that have to be counted by hand. Undeclared winners include who our next district attorney will be. Chase Abudin has 32.5% of the vote, with over 40,000 votes counted so far, and incumbent Susie Loftus is at 31.6% with over 39,000 votes counted. For supervisor of District 5, the race has not yet been called between Valley Brown of 47.9% of the vote or Dean Preston with 46.3%. Propositions not yet declared include Proposition A, the $600 million affordable housing bond that requires a two-thirds majority. The current vote shows that it's ahead by 69%, but that could still change as votes continue to be counted. That requires a two-thirds majority. Also, Proposition D, taxing Uber and Lyft rides for transit improvements is ahead by 66%. And as I said, that could change because it requires a two-thirds majority. Stay tuned. A shout-out to San Francisco Chronicle for the latest details on this. The Monterey County Sheriff's Department announced yesterday they have in custody those two escapees who got out of jail on Sunday. The two apparently made it as far as Mexico and were captured at the border as they tried to cross back into the U.S. They are now being held in separate housing in Monterey County. And there's a story in the Associated Press about how Chico is having a hard time with sudden growth in population after that fire that flattened the neighboring town of Paradise last year. Chico has more than 20,000 more people in their town than before. It's harder to get a table at a restaurant, and traffic has gotten worse. The Chico city managers say they need $500 million to improve infrastructure, hire new police officers and firefighters. They apparently are not qualified to receive federal funds or state grants because the fire never reached the town limits of Chico. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour. At about 8:52 this morning. More local news at 4:04, full half-hour Cross Currents later this afternoon at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Support for NPR comes from Jones Day, an integrated partnership collaboratively providing legal services for more than a century, 43 offices, 5 continents, serving clients as one firm worldwide. Learn more at jonesday.com. Treacherous fog out there. Drive mindfully. Time is 8:07. Today is the birthday of French classical pianist Hélène Grimaud. Today is Thursday, the 7th of November, 2019. It is the 311th day of the year, 54 days remaining till the end of the year. It's the approximate midpoint of autumn in the Northern Hemisphere. 44 days until winter begins, 118 days until primaries, and 362 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 6:42. The sun sets at 5:04. We have 10 hours and 22 minutes of daylight today. The first high tide was just now at 8:30, solar transit at 11:53, the next low tide at 2:26 this afternoon, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate, 8:15 tonight. The moon is currently 78% visible, give or take a decimal point. A waxing gibbous moon. We have a full moon in 5 days on Tuesday the 12th. Today is Hug a Bear Day, International Stout Day, Little League Girls Day, National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day, National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day, National Men Make Dinner Day, Notary Public Day. It's also Commemoration Day in Tunisia, Hungarian Opera Day, National Day in Northern Catalonia in France, National Revolution Solidarity Day in Bangladesh. The October Revolution is still celebrated in Belarus and Kyrgyzstan, and Toku Imong for the Lhotla Naga people of India. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with Marie Curie, Leon Trotsky, Albert Camus, Billy Graham, Al Hurt, Joan Sutherland, Stephen Greenblatt, Joni Mitchell, David Petraeus, Judy Tenuta, Hélène Grimaud, and Morgan Spurlock. On this day in 1874, a cartoon by Thomas Nast in Harper's Weekly is considered the first important use of an elephant as the symbol for the United States Republican Party. And in 1893, in women's suffrage, women in the U.S. state of Colorado are granted the right to vote, the second state to do so. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. Email is kevin@klw.org.